Okay. So, let's understand a little bit of the history and the backdrop, and then maybe we can maybe help us understand some of the halachos and the hanhagos that seem to us sometimes a little odd. We're talking about post-Churban Bayis Rishon. That means that the world of Nevuah is shutting down. There are no new Nevi'im, for all intents and purposes, after Churban Bayis Rishon. There are Nevi'im who do prophesy post-Churban Bayis Rishon, but they all started their Nevuah while Bayis Rishon was still standing. So Yechezkel, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, right? What do you call it? So Esther is what he calls, is in Ksuvim. Esther is in Ksuvim. And there is a difference between Nevuah and what he calls in Ruach HaKodesh. Esther is written by Ruach HaKodesh. Just like Tilim is written by Ruach HaKodesh. David also happens to be a Navi as well. He's listed as a Navi, but the Sefer is written by Ruach HaKodesh. The difference between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh is Nevuah comes down like a lightning bolt that hurts a person. What he calls, sometimes leaves them the rest of their senses, right? They're totally overwhelming. And Ruach HaKodesh wells up within the person. At that point, with the Churban HaBayis and the being, what do you call, the being driven out of Eretz Yisrael, and Nevuah shutting down, so the people came to Yechezkel, and they said to him, Rabbeinu Yechezkel, what do you call, Yisha Shavir Shavayla, right? The Adam, right? Sheshilech is Avdo. Klum Yesh Zel Zeh. A man who has divorced his wife, do they have a relationship anymore? And since Lamaisa, the report, Klal Yisrael had now been, again, they weren't saying that they didn't deserve it. They weren't saying they didn't deserve what happened to them. Right? That they were driven out of Eretz Yisrael and Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed, etc. But given that that's the situation now, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we've been driven out of Eretz Yisrael, Nevuah has shut down, so we have no connection anymore, right, in Chutz La'aretz. We have no connection. Ad kidei kach, right, ad kidei kach, that they thought that they wasn't incumbent upon them to keep the mitzvahs anymore. And Yechezkel told him, he says, no, because Baruch Hu says, recall, I will always be your melech, and if you don't remember that, with poured out wrath, I will rule over you. Okay, notice we were at a time in Eretz Yisrael, a time in Klal Yisrael's history, where people were struggling with are we still connected to the Rabbono Shalom? Are we still connected? Maybe we're only connected as long as we're in Eretz Yisrael. And that was the plan. The plan was to bring us from Mitzrayim through the Midbar, receive the Torah, enter Eretz Yisrael. Now that we've been thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, maybe we don't have a connection anymore. And so that's what they said. Maybe we call Yishar Yosha Baila, Klum Yishar Zel Zed. Do they have any connection to one another anymore? Yechezkel told them not that way. But Lamaisa, what he called, they had a lot of issues. When Nebuchadnezzar erected, what he called, a tremendous idol, everyone bowed down to it. All of Klal Yisrael bowed down to it, except for, what he called, Chayis Daniel wasn't there, what he called, Yechezkel wasn't there, but only three people, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, were Mekadashim Shamayim. And the Maral says that what they did is they retrieved the connection that we had to the Avos. Right? The Maral says that Hananiah is going to get Yitzchak, and Mishael is going to get Yaakov, and Azariah is going to get Avraham. And had they not been willing to jump into the fire, what we call the fiery furnace, then what we call our connection to Avraham Yitzchak would be gone. Would be gone. So why they did that? But nonetheless, the sin remained. The sin remained. Further, yeah, we were, as Haman says, right? Haman says, the Gemara says, Leis the yada lishna bisha. There was no one who knew better lashon hara than Haman. There was no one who knew how to say lashon hara better than Haman did. He said about Klai Yisrael, Yeshno Am Echad, Mefuzar Mufrad Bein Amim. So the Gemara says, Chazal say, Yeshno Am Echad, Yoshnu Min HaMitzvos. They were asleep from the mitzvos. They were asleep. It means, maybe they were doing it, but they were doing it like dead wood, right? Maybe some people weren't doing it at all, but even those that were doing it, it wasn't with any passion, it wasn't with any fire, it wasn't really any deep connection. We're doing it because we do it. Maybe because they remember Yechezkel said, you know, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it will over you unless you really fought. You stick to it, and otherwise it will roll over you with poured out wrath. So maybe they did, but they were yoshnu min hamitzvos. They were asleep from the mitzvos. Right? Asleep from the mitzvos. Asleep from the mitzvos. In addition, he says they were mufuzar mufurad ben amim, right? Scattered. Rav Tzadok says, because I don't think this is not in the Gemara, I don't think, no, I don't remember from the Gemara, but maybe it's in the Medrash, I don't know. Rav Tzadok says mufuzar mufurad ben amim means there's pirut between their neshamas, and they're not connected to one another, and that's why he thought that he could destroy us. That's why he thought he could destroy us. So we're talking about at a time, right, where Klal Yisrael, remember, like sort of like the Maral says, that there are two luchos of bris. One teaches us how to deal with Elohim, right, and one teaches us how to deal with the Tzelem Elohim. And it seems that Klal Yisrael was fluffing off in both areas, both in terms of Yeshno Am Echad Yoshnu Min HaMitzvos, right, sleep in the mitzvos. The Fuzar and the Farad bin Amin, there's a period between them. They're not connected to one another. They could care less about one another. It's within this framework, yeah, that Chazal Misakein, right? Chazal Misakein, we know that there's a takonah, we read it last week, what do you call it? Parsha Shkolim. Read Parsha Shkolim. Parsha Shkolim, so the before they were machrit, on bringing the new machtziyos shekel, new half shekel coins, each person, right? Each person, man, 20, etc., had to bring the new shekel coins so that there would be a new collection of money from which to buy the korbonos, right? The korbonos tzibur, starting Nisan, since Nisan is Rishonu Lachem Lachotchi Hashana, it's the first, as it were, the months of the year. So therefore, we have to start, we want it every year to be fresh, once again, fresh, not, you know, Shemoneh Esrei. Uvnei Yerushalayim Yerakadosh Meir Yameinu Ruach Chatzot. Why am I benching? Oh. I meant to say Vesech HaZem and Yameinu Meshuch Hatzot. I got confused. Right. So we're asleep. We're asleep in the mitzvahs. So the fact that they were machris on the shkolim, so that every year should have new, as it were, new monies from which to collect new korbonas to represent the tzibur, so they were machris on that on Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar. But the fact is that Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar, is also the beginning of what they call the Dalet Parshios. Shkolim, Zohar, Para, and Hachodesh. It's not just a very cute way to remember the Kol Medal Parshas, because they're next. There's a link to them. And the link is that the Gemara says in the Seches Megillah that Goli V'Yadua, it's revealed and was known before Misha Amar V'Haya Olam, the one who said that the world be. Sha'atid Haman Mishkol Eshkolav, that Haman would eventually be Shokel, he would pay out his Aseret Alafim Kikar Kesef, right? 10,000 talents of silver to pay Achashverosh for the right to kill the Jewish people. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously knew this, right? Hiktim Shkalenu Lishkolav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Shkalim, right? To preempt his shkolim. Because we had a mitzvah of shkolim all the way back, right? From the time of the midbar to preempt the shkolim of what he called of Haman. How does it preempt the shkolim of Haman? So I dare say as follows, right? The two approaches to the machzis shekel, The two approaches to machta is shekel. Why is it a half shekel coin? The Or Chaim HaKadosh suggests that the reason why it's a half a coin is because we have to realize we're incomplete. And the other half of the coin is tachas kisei kavod. Just like it says that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see the machta shekel. It's an interesting question. You can figure out machta shekel. Right? The idea being, what do you call it? How can this help the kapara process for the Jewish people who are building the Mishkan? Half shekel. So Kodesh Baruch Hu showed them a machta shekel out of fire. Tachas kisei kavod. So a Jew has to know that he's not complete unless he's connecting to his source from the throne of Hashem's glory. The Malbim says a different pshat from why it's a machzeh shekel. Right? The Malbim says the reason why it's a machzeh shekel is because a Jew has to know he's not complete without a fellow Jew. Malbim. So now, let's roll it back a little bit. There's a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Jewish people feel as though we no longer have a connection to the Borei Olam. Right? We've lost Eretz Yisrael, we've lost the Beis HaMikdash, we've lost Nevuah. They come to Yecheskel and they say, Yecheskel, Anavi, Rabbeinu Yecheskel. That's it, right? It's Kibbutzki. We're not connected anymore. What is to keep us, to keep Mimikayim the Mitzvahs anymore? What? Why? We have no relationship anymore. The entire idea of Mitzvah, I think we may have mentioned this before, Mitzvah comes from Miloshon Tzavta, to be together with Hashem. Tzadi, Vav, Vav, Tav, Aleph. Right? That's what a Mitzvah is. Did we talk about it? No? Good, bad, ugly? No? Yeah, we did. Right? Mitzvah. The mitzvah in the middle binds together the mitzvah, the one who commands, and the mitzvah, the one who's receiving the commandment. The mitzvah is the tzivui, which connects the mitzvah to the mitzvah. That results in a situation of what we call tzavta, tzadi, vav, vav, tav, aleph, in Aramaic, or tzevet, in modern Hebrew, right? Like what's modern Hebrew? We call it a team. Tzavta, to be together, together with Hashem. But we're not together with Him anymore. Right? We're not together with Him anymore. So then when we call our entire relationship of mitzvah is not relevant anymore. Cheskel is not true. Right? You'll never be without Him. You'll never be without Him. And He'll prove a point to you that if you try to leave Him, He'll show His poured out wrath. Right? And that's the way He'll show His malchus upon you. But kind of red had a big effect on people. And Haman saw this. So that's why he said he was the master of Lashon Hara. He said to Achashverosh, Yeshno am chad yashu min ha-mitzvos. They're asleep from the mitzvos. They're asleep. Mitzvos ha-nashim l'mada. Yeah. In other words, it was peripheral to their lives. The mitzvos weren't important. The chassadim weren't important. They weren't concerned about one another. Yeshno am chad u'fuzarim l'churad. Both luchos, Yohanan recognized were broken. Both luchos. The luach of Yashlum and Amitros, instead of being vibrantly connected, right, to our machzis ha-shekel, takachis ha-kavod, and the other luach is broken. The luach of what do you call it, of the tzelem elokim, right, that's the malvim, that's why that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the machzis ha-shekel, as it were, yeah, to remember that we're not whole without one another. This is a preemptive strike, right? This is the preemptive strike that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us to counteract the Lashon Hara of what he called of Haman. It was Lashon Hara, it wasn't Motzi Shemra, unfortunately. It was Lashon Hara, he was right. It's a bad thing to say, but he was right. So now, L'maisa, Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us. Right? He saved us because we're the children of the Avos. And he saved us because we tried to do a little bit of tshuva. We did do tshuva to one degree or another. Right? We did do tshuva one degree or another. So he saved us as the children of the Avos. And Mordechai Esther, and Kaisel Zim Shuva, and Davening says, now we come to Purim. So enter into Purim, part of the part of the lessons of Purim. So first of all, we read the Megillah, and that translates for us into seeing Hashem's Hashgacha. Right? The remnant, it's an interesting thing, right? The remnant, if you think about it, it's really interesting. In Gemara Kulin, they asked on three people, Esther min HaTorah Minayim, Mordechai min HaTorah Minayim, and Haman min HaTorah Minayim. It's interesting. They also asked about Moshe, but that's a different story. So like, what do you mean Minayim? And where do we know this? Where is the remnant to Mordechai, to Esther, right? And to, what do you call it, and to Haman. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? And then they're also asking, where's the remnant to Moshe?
What emotion?
Why is he need a remnant? Why is he need a remnant? I dare say, I mean, this is my recall, this is not written per se, right? This is my conjecture, right? I think it's right, maybe it is. Yeah? They're all four questions have to do tell you about what the world is about and how to find Hashem in different experiences in the world. The remnant of Moshe, Min HaTorah, is the prophet B'Shagam HuBasar. That's talking about the destruction of the world in the time of the flood. B'Shagam HuBasar. B'Shagam is Gematria Moshe. Right? Beis Shimel. Shimel. Is she learning here? Beis Shin, right? Beis Shin, giving them the Gematria Moshe. In other words, the door, Hamabul, had very, Arizal says, that had very lofty, lofty souls. They were, their souls were worthy to be Mekabel the Torah. But they ran after what they call the earthly pleasures. And the waters, right? Right? The waters washed them away. The waters washed them away. The waters, which can be either a symbol of chesed, the waters which can be a symbol of taibot, right? Just flowing without any stop. So waters washing away. Moshe's whole name, right, is Jimin Amayim Mishisiyu. Like the Maral talks about that when Bichabasara, however you prefer. Yeah, names, what he called, names in Moshe, really his name shouldn't be Moshe, his name should be Mashui. Of course, that wouldn't have gone over big, because like, it doesn't sound as cool as Moshe. But his name should have been Mashui, he was drawn from the water. She called him Moshe. Why? Because he's going to draw the entire world out of the water, out of oblivion. He's going to bring the world to Torah. Right? And the Torah is going to give those who wish to accept the Tzel Melikim the way it's meant to be, a different plane of life, of existence to live upon. The Torah's plane of existence. So he's Moshe, he draws the Jewish people out of the what he called, he draws them out of the water. Right? The other nation were interested. He was Moshe. Now the other question is where is Haman? Where is Mordechai? Where is Esther in the Torah? Why is that for them? Let's talk about somebody else. I don't know, Kalev ben Yefune, right? Yoshua ben Nun. A remnant? You need a remnant? You need a remnant? Because the idea being that Moshe Rabbeinu is drawing the people out of the water, he's drawing them out of the water of chumrius in this world to give us a system of clarity. He brought us to Matat Torah, he brought us to Har Sinai. In Har Sinai, we saw what we ordinarily saw, we heard what we ordinarily heard, we saw. They had an incredible experience there. Everything was totally clear to them. There's a world of light, a world of incredible, incredible, incredible light. They saw the deep roots of Hashem. You could see things you should hear. Torah was clear to them. This world was peripheral. That's Moshe's world. Moshe Min HaTorah Minayim. He's found in the flood. B'Shagam HuBasar. He's Moshe. He takes himself and he extracts everybody out of the water. He gets the world of light. But then there's other parts of Jewish history. And it's dark. Esther Min HaTorah Minayim. This is the pasuk Vanochi Haster Astir Panayim. I will hide my presence. Anochi Haster Astir Panayim is the pasuk. That's the remnant of Esther Min HaTorah. You know, it's embedded in the Torah. Embedded in the Torah is also a fail-safe clause that there will be times, right, when you're not going to be living in a world of light. that you're living a world of sin. Mordechai in a Torah B'nai. Mor Dror, right? And writes the ingredients of the, what do you call it, of the summing, they go into the Shemen HaMishra, to the Torah. Mor Dror, as we said in the Chumash, in Parsi Sisa, Mor Dror, to the Targum, Mordachia, Mordechai, Mordechai, Mordechai. The head of all of summing, the head of all the B'samim, right? I dare say that he was the head of all the fragrances, the Ketores, Katar, Kuf, Tes, Reish, it means a knot, right? A knot. Mordechai is the Moradachia, he is the chief fragrance in the Ketores. The Ketores has the capacity, it's the most precious of all Korbanos, it binds together the Jewish people to the Rabbanu Shalom. It's brought inside the Kodesh Kodosh on Yom Kippur. Aside from it's brought in the day, right, twice a day, right, and on the Mizbech HaTorah of the Kodesh. Mordechai is the master of time in the Jewish people for their Father in Heaven, and the Ketores, in the Ketores itself, like Rashi says in the Chumash, in the Ketores, one of the samamanim, one of the fragrance, the spices in the Ketores is chelbana, galbana, that has a foul odor to it. It has a stench to it. When you mix it in with the Ketores, it makes it smell even more sweet. And Chazal learned from this, Rashi learned from this, Chumash, and came from Chazal, that this is to teach us that when those who stray away from Yiddishkeit want to come to daven with us, right, they're making an attempt, even though they're still far away, but they want to come to daven with us, to participate in our tanniyos or in our tefillos, we shouldn't push them away. Why? Because chelbana, right, it's a foul odor to itself. We see what is on my Torah, right? Others are men are Torah. They would want to give it a greater fragrance, even more beautiful fragrance. So Mordechai, right? Once again, Mordechai is there to tell us about the Ketores. His remnant in the Torah, right? Even though we're going to be entering into times of darkness, not like the light, the brilliant and light world that Moshe Rabbeinu brought us to, or out of the world of Anokhi Hasera, Hasera Panai, Esther Menachem Panai. So we have right, Mordechai, the one who does he's the Rosh Hashanah in the Ketores, Katar, right? Kuf Tes Reish, ties the knot between the Jewish people, once again, in the Hebrew and the Creator, right? He's got Kabbalah, and ties the knot between one another, once again, in the Ketores, the Silver. Mordechai Menachem, and who is that? Ali Haman. Haman Menachem, Menachem, Hamin ha'eitz. Hashem said to Ad Marisha, right? Hamin ha'eitz. Did you eat from the Eitz Hadar? It's that statement, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to Ad Marisha because he wanted to enter into conversation with him so he shouldn't be too surprised and be in a state of confusion. Not be able to tshuva, but it can be misinterpreted. He doesn't know. Why is he asking me? That's Haman Minator Minayin. Does he know? Does he care? Is he involved in my life? Does he know anything about me? Those who record, I dare say that's why the Gemara asks about those four people: Moshe, Mordechai, Esther, and Haman. Right? Moshe, because he brought us to a world of light, and took a world of four, and drew us out of the water. But there will be times in Jewish history, right, where our connection to the Torah won't be as clear. Why? Because Vadochi Aster Aster Panai. Then, before we have to come back to the question of Haman, Hamin HaEitz, and the way to do it is through what that which Mordechai represents, which is the Torah system. On the one hand, he binds the most precious korban that binds the Jewish people to their Father in heaven, and the means, the way that he does it, is because it binds us to one another. So now on Purim. On Purim, so we read the Megillah. We see the story now that the Megillah has been written now by the New York Times, right? By the Washington Post, by Haaretz in Israel, right? Or whatever, maybe Pravda, yeah, etc. in Russia. But if it had been written by a newspaper, you know what they would have concluded? First of all, they would never put together all the events. Over years and years, they would get all the events. But the main event, they would have said, wow, the Jews, what luck, unbelievable. Boy, were they lucky. They had a guy from the Kremlin to literally stab him, like a Mordecai guy. Right? That was really literally stabbing. And Esther, well, she was knocked down gorgeous, what can you say? That's what the how she did, the wrap the king around his finger, right? That's the way we write about it. Tweet, right? That's the way we write about it. We read the Megillah to teach us how to read history. Just as we read that helps us to read our lives. Right? It's not so easy all the time. It's a state of how look, austere from mind. Things are not so clear. Things are not so clear. But the way the non-Jews, for those of our brethren who unfortunately are benighted beyond belief in terms of knowing what the Torah is about, there's not a way to look at things. We read the Megillah, give my tonnes to Avioni, and give the Shloch Mana to each of the Reyehu. Right? We bind ourselves to one another, we care about each other. Matanas Avioni, the Shloch Mana to each of the Reyehu. Megillah, we read, recall, we learn how to read. Right? Unfolding history. Some history that's already unfolding. And one of them how to read the events of our lives. We give you Shloch Manos and Matanos Avioni, right? To properly bind ourselves up with one another. And then we come to the Seudo. Come to the Seudo. Says, it's interesting. The terminology of the Gemara is Chayav Inish Libesumi Koria. Libesumi means, well, in the common parlance, to get sued, right? Right? But that, Trump, right? Well, for that, we call it using the word Libesumi. Sumi is fragrance. Isn't that interesting? Fragrance. Become fragrant. Fragrance, really, what? Chazal say that the only sense, right? The only sense that wasn't pretty cool that the neshama exclusively derives benefits from is fragrance. Neshama derives benefits, yeah, derives benefits from because it's not like your stomach, it's not like your palate, right? It's a lofty record sense. It's not nifgam, it wasn't damaged, right? By ritual, by into the itadam, which are other senses of word. You don't see things right, you don't hear things right, you don't feel things right. But reach, it's a reach. Chayav inish is assuming the poor, a person should become fragrantly drunk. Adlo yoda, mean or homon, the world of water. So he doesn't know the difference between Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai.
still think, no thanks, I'm not going to be stoned from the next flat.
Yes, come rub with a shock to the Rizera. In other words, the people, again, it's not only in the sense if you look at Mishlo, but that's certainly that's a question of Shatner Gemara. Right?
But then how would drinking be, a good thing to do, if that's what it seems to lead to in the Gemara?
Again, I don't think that's not the usual, it's not the usual. Sometimes some people report it happens. It doesn't generally happen. It doesn't generally happen. Okay. Bachrin, what can I do? I have no control. Where to call it? There should be a limit. There should be a limit. Right? The kibun is to be fragrant. That's the intention. How it actually plays itself out all the time, you lo yodea. But the kibun, the direction, should be to make a person fragrant. That's a concept of understanding, right? Not that we're talking about the ones inside and ones in Russia. Obviously, I know the ones inside and ones in Russia. But to know the value that everything is leading towards ultimate Tov, the most exquisite, splendid, tremendous, exalted experiences, and the most difficult and those that appear to be the bitterest enemies of the Jewish people, right? It's all leading towards one goal. Mar Bracha says that in this world, we make two distinct brachas. On good tidings, we make a bracha of Tov HaMetim, and on a sad tidings, my Bar Minan shows us, we make a bracha of Dayan HaEmes. Lo Asim Lavo, the future comes, the future days come, Mos Mashiach, Chayel Lavo, we'll make a bracha of Tov HaMetim, retroactively, all of the experiences that were so bitter to us in Olam HaZeh, that at the time, and that was the right bracha to make, was Dina Emet, because it was very bitterly experienced. The bracha is meant to be focused upon the experiential level, not a cognitive level. Oh, of course, I know Gamzu Latova, right? I know this is really Gamzu Latova, the fact that the saints are on the 24 in terms of Pratara, right? God forbid. The experience was not a pleasant one, right? But love was will be pleasant. The nature of Purim, I think, let's talk about from your vantage point. You're not going to get drunk, right? Because it would be a steer to what he called to whatever, it would just be a steer, right? But as you look around, you see, what appears to be such a Kali Yisrael is celebrating, and is so, we're in such a state of merriment. And you think about it, the world is in chaos. The world is in chaos, right? They've got, over 100,000 missiles in Lebanon pointed toward Eretz Israel, right? 100,000 missiles. The Iranians, if they could, they would drop a bomb on us any day, etc. The Hamas on the border, etc., is reported, is constantly trying to, dig tunnels in and to kidnap people, murder people, etc., firing into our rockets all the time, in Katusha, right, and this thing and that thing, over reports in all the southern town, Sderot suffering, and all the little communities around are suffering so much. Anti-Semitism is at a high now like it hasn't been in years, all over the world. And for both sides, all protective, right? Jews are required to immigrate because it's no longer safe to live in this condition compared to Israel. But you have to flee. Like, they have to, you know, Galim and Lirar saying, right? The Galim and Lirar saying, right? The situation is generating is causing people, Jews have to flee from all over the world to come to Israel. And then they think, oh, that's it, that's going to be rising. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Right? It's not crazy. Because we know the secrets of Purim. No gas there, I'll stay for nine. We know, right, that's the, when, that is the way it's going to be before the Gula comes. And we know the secret of how to hold ourselves together is Soros, Qatar, precious corn that ties us to the Baruch Shalom, and the Torah, whose ingredients, right? Mordechai, Moradachia, more great words, yeah. More drawer, Moradachia, the chief of the Salamanim of the Torah, because the secret of the Torah, the tie itself to the Salamanim, the tie itself to one another, is what's going to save us. And who's the enemy? Haminae, Haman, Haman, Minatomina, Haminae. Does he really know? Here? Why is he asking me? Did he know his friend? Sphaethos. Sphaethos is the report of Amalek. Sphaethos of Amalek. Sphaethos of Amalek. It says, right? It says on in Parshas Bishalach. Parshas Bishalach will read on after Parshas Zohar, you read Parshas Kisaytay, right? That talks about the mitzvah, right, of Mechiyat Amalek. But in the Parsha, on Purim day, you read from Bishalach. That's when the event took place. Then the pasuk says, Yad al kis kaf, Nechamal Hashem Amalek, door door. Right? Yad al kis kaf. So Rashi has the way that the Parsha pasuk will live in the Pesik, but the Mechiyat says, Yad al kis kaf. The Yad that's referring to there is the Yad of Amalek. Case is the Russian Kisui. Kisui. Cover. Kisui. Not Kise. Kiyad. Again, different ways to use it. The medicine is Kiyad. The Yad of Amalek is Mechaseh Ka. So the Tziv says over there, Ka, the Shem, what do you call the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Shem, the Oth Yud, refers to Hashem is being the source of all Nabo. We'll go into the whole discussion of faith upon the Gemara and the Malchus. Right? And the Oth Hey, the first Oth Hey, is represented by the Baruch Hu's creation of all Mazet. All Nabo and all Mazet, the creation. The Nitziv says the Vav and the Hey, at the end, representative of Hashem's Hashgacha. The Vav being representative of Hashem's Hashgacha with the Malchus and the Tera, which he calls the Eferis. And the hay, the final hay, is represented by Hashem's Hashgacha, the Derech Hatera, that's called Malchus. Amalek covers, what he called, covers the like says the Medrash, it's like Mashal Amad Abadomer. What is it comparable to? To a king who wishes to address his people. And he stands there, he wants to address them. And some bendling out, some horrible individual, raises up a screen in front of the king's face. You can't see the king. King doesn't see you. Maybe you want to believe he created this world. Wonderful. He created the next world, heaven, the world to come. Terrific. Whatever works for your religion, the opiate of the spirit, right? But to say he's involved in our lives, you see he's not involved in your life. There's no above, there's no way. Finally. Kiyad al kis kaf. As you celebrate, as you give matanos levyonim, as you give mishloach manos, ishtoreyeu, right? Ishtoreyeu. As you hear the Megillah, you hear the lessons of how to look at a world of hesed upon it, right? And you know that the
don't want to spend 24/7 with everybody. Recognize the value to re-strengthen, to reinvigorate that outlook on one another. And in the midst of all of this, right, we realize Adoyada, we are humble of our one life. It's all of everything that happens. It doesn't, we're not coming here to turn a hum into a tzaddik. It's not a tzaddik. Every Russian who tormented the Jewish people throughout the millennium will pay a very, very full price for everything they did to Bechira Chavshit. They'll pay a very full price. But the effect, right, of what they did and how it affected us and how it brought us longer down further the long road until the Gula comes, it's all we call it. No difference in Haman and Mordechai. They're all agents of Hashem. One's a Tzaddik, one's a Rasha. They're all agents of Hashem. Again, as you look around, and you'll hear the Megillah, and you'll hear the Matan Tzvi Yonim, and the Shulchanos, and during the Suda, rejoice. Rejoice deliriously. Right? Rejoice deliriously. We're so special. We're so favored. We're such that the Ram Hashem. As we look around very fond at each other, we look around very fond even those who may be acting a little goofy, etc. Right? Those who are struggling to the best of their ability, maybe. Yeah. To enter into the world of Adlo Yodav and our humble world of Mordechai. It's all there. So it really is a tremendous opportunity. If you have even songs of Emunah, walk the street singing them, etc. But what they call the things that speak to you, under the surface.